Tuesday, Parshas Vayera.
It came a little late, but Baruch Hashem, better late than never. So just a reminder that everyone should understand, should be clear. Baruch Hashem, the Olam has been very, very stark, and I'm very proud of that. Really, it's been an amazing haschala to the Zman. Side the Bachrim, side the Yunga Light, everyone's been very on top of things. A lot of Yerischa D'Araisa. But the being a part of this means you're buying in. Buying in is it's a general thing. It has to do with Seder, it has to do with Shir, it has to do with Night Seder. We call ourselves a Chabura, which means because we're all connected to each other. And Baruch Hashem, we've really been feeding a lot of positive energy off of each other. And that includes being on at Seder on time, and that includes coming to Night Seder and Chazing this year, and also it includes writing during Shir. Now, there are some people that have a hard time writing during Shir, so they write after Shir, and I understand that. They listen to the recordings, whatever it is, and or write it over, but Shir is not entertainment. I'm not here to be entertainment. I'm here if people really want to learn and they want to grow from the learning, and part of that is amassing your learning. It's learning is like it's building one on top of the other. So therefore, I expect everyone to be two things: everyone to be here every day, and a person has to have some sort of appointment or other engagement. So you just work that around Shir. But it's not like I make the point whenever it is, and oops, I can't come to Shir. We'll make the appointment around Shir, whatever it might be. And the other thing is that I expect everyone to be taking notes during Shir. There will be a bechinas up in the, we used to call them written chazaras in question form. That's for the sissies. But this is a bechina. It's going to be a bechina. We're going to make a real bechina the way it's supposed to be. And the Olam is expected to retain the information. So Beis Hashem, that's the plan moving forward with Siyata Dishmaya. And we've been doing that great up until now. So I expect everyone to continue doing that. You have a pen? So you have another one? This I broke, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it works. Yeah.
It's a little loose.
Yeah.
You have a pen? Does everyone have a pen? Okay, Rabbi Isai, let's get busy. There's a lot. This is going to be a rough one today. And like, for example, today, if you're not writing notes, it's just going to become a mish. It could become a mish, but B'siyat Ishmael, it won't. Let's get going. The Gemara asked the question. Up until now, we were talking about why does it say in the Mishnah, Isha Niknis? It should say Isha Miskadeshes. We prefer the Lashon of Niknis. The reason is because Kicha, Ikri Kinyan, whatever that means, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Then we asked the question, okay, why over there does it say Isha Mikadesh? We said, because Meikari Tan Lishna Dirai, so Sultan Lishna Rabbanon, my Lishna Rabbanon, also Kum Almakir, what? Hektish. Now the Gemara says, "V'nisni hacha ish kaina." Why doesn't it say here ish kaina? Shouldn't go by the misnei sefer. Kaina asmi didot, and Rashi bididot. This near ish kaina umakne. Shouldn't the income? Mises about alive. You kamakni meshamayim dukamakni lo. So the Gemara's question is, "V'nisni hacha ish kaina." We said yesterday that there's two different pshat. And Rashi's pshat and Tosfos's pshat. Why should it say over here in ish kaina, not a ish aniknis? Rashi's pshat is ki hechi the tanev lishna abanon a ish mekadesh. Rashi says it's not really such a strong question. Ish isha, it's the same thing. Ish aniknis is fine. Why do we want it to say over here a ish kaina? Because it should parallel the next mission. In other words, it should be fluid. We would like it to be consistent. But let's say it would say over there in the next Mishnah, Isha Miskadeshes, would we have a problem with here with the Isha Niknis? No. So there's nothing intrinsically about the language. That's what Rashi said. Tosfos HaRosh says differently. It says Tosfos HaRosh, we're coming off of the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? Ki Yikach Ish. So how should we say in the Mishnah, Isha Ish Koine, ki yikach ish koine, that would make sense. So there's something more problematic according to the Tosfos HaRosh in the language of Ha'isha Niknis than there is according to Rashi. That's what it seems like. Okay. So now, says the Gemara, the first teretz is, because it has to say in the Seifa, Koines Atzma, because min hashamayim udukam makni lo, we shtel on the lashon min hashamayim udukam makni lo. It's not just that there's no more kedushin; there's a hakna. Iba yisema. This is going to be today's arbit. Today's work is this next teretz of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Iba yisema. Itan a koina. I mean, afilu bal karcha. If it would say ha ish koina, I would think that it even works bal karcha. Ha ish nik Tana Isha Niknis Midaita in Shaloi Midaita Loi. Therefore it says Isha Niknis. If it would say Ish Kaina, what would it be Mashma? Balkorch. Any Rashi? None. Says Taisvis, what do you mean? So how does it say in the next parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh? What does that sound like? Balkorcha. That's Taisvis Kasha. V'af agav detani Ha'ish Mekadesh, de mashma Balkorcha. Hainu mishum de kvarash minan hocha de Balkorcha loy. We already have our parak that says Isha Niknis. What does Isha Niknis tell us? It tells us Midaita. That's what he says. Right? So once you already establish that it's Midaita, then we can use other, it doesn't bother us saying things like Ish Mekadesh, right? That's what this is. Frektam Arsha. Frektam Arsha. Meseches Ksubis starts by saying the words Habesula Nisis. Habesula Nisis. Why doesn't it say Noisin es Habesula? Noisin es Habesula would be talking to who? The man. Habesula Nisis is talking to who? The girl. Why does it say Besula Nisis, not Noisin es Habesula? As I frek toisvis in Ksubis daf beis amid aleph. What?
Wouldn't that be talking to the father?
What do you mean?
Because the father's giving the daughter.
No. Noisin es Habesula, you marry. It doesn't mean you marry off. It means you marry. Says twice is, because if it said, what?
What's the problem with that? That it says Habesula Nisus?
That's, okay, Tosis, maybe, that's the whole discussion in Tosis. But let me tell you what Tosis says, okay? Tosis says, if it would say Noisin as a Habesula, I might think that it would work even Baal Karcha. Noisin as a Habesula is like a Ish Koine, or a Ish Mekadesh. Ish Noisin as a Habesula, I would think it's even Baal Karcha. Therefore, I have to say, Besulan is says that it works only what? Midaita. Das steht in Tosis. Frek tamar sho in menut. Hold on. We already have one Mishnah that tells us that it needs to be Midaita. Do we need another Mishnah? Hold on. Do we need another Mishnah? How do you know we don't? Because Tosis says if you have the first Mishnah, says Aisha Niknis, the second Mishnah can say Aish Mekadesh. Hold on a second. So over there also, why do I need another Mishnah? Tell me, it can't be Baal Karcha. So you could say, Pasha, maybe it's different Masechta. Maybe if you're the same Masechta, it's more obvious when you're in the same Masechta. Or you could perhaps say, Eli and Chesky, what do you say?
It's not her being Mishnah.
It's one's Nisu
and
one's Kiddushin.
One's Nisu and one's Kiddushin. Those are two different things. So you have to know what exactly is Nisun, how did Nisun work, how does Kiddushin work? But maybe they work differently. Maybe we'd have a Havamina that Nisun you can't do Baal Karcha, or but Kiddushin maybe you can do Baal Karcha, or maybe the other way around, if to know which one is more Pashit. What?
It's also two
same people, same people. Same people, she's being Mak Mesela. Okay.
So then Kiddushin comes first, it doesn't in theory.
But in the order of the Masechtas, Ksubas.
No, I meant it like in the actual, like the act. Mm-hmm. You do Kiddushin before you get to
so
the
second part.
So what? You think that by the. So Kiddushin, we know that she agreed to. But now Nisuin, she's backing out?
Yeah.
Two separate things.
She's not backing out. She's not ready. She's not ready. I'm not ready. Hey, buddy, I'm not ready. Give me another week.
No matter which one you say.
A year wasn't enough.
No matter which one you say, Ken, I don't know which one's better, Nisuin or Kiddushin, but either way, which one you decide better than the day she
was. Maybe they're just different.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just different. Says Toises Weiter, V'hadik tani ha'yavam ha'niknis, V'loik tani ha'yavam koine. Says Toises, okay. So it would say ha'ish koine, what would that be mashma if it said ha'ish koine? Baal Korcha. If it says Isha Niknis, to facilitate Midaita. Now, by Yibum, what's the halacha? It works. So what would be the appropriate language for Yibum? Hayavam Koine. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Why not? V'ha diktani b'yavam niknis v'lo k'tani hayavam koine baal korcha. Aydi diktani Isha Niknis Taninami Seifa, Yavama Niknes, Enachanami. What would be a better language in theory if you just were writing one sentence alone about Yibum? What would you write? Hayavam Koine, because it's Mashma, Balkorcha, and it works Balkorcha. But because this was in the context of Aisha Niknes, so we want it to be, we want it to be fluid, again, we want it to flow. Therefore, it says also Yavama Niknes. De Niknes Mashma Midaito Mashma Balkorcha. What's Tosis saying now? Tosis says, just because we want the Mishnah to sound the same, you can't write something that's an absolute lie.
Right?
You can't do that. So therefore, what do we write? Niknes. Because Niknes is Mashma Midaita and Mashma Baal Karcha. So we'd say Niknes is committal or non-committal?
Non.
Niknes is non-committal. What?
So why wouldn't that be the same in the Rishna if we go either way?
Oh. That's what Toby asked me this morning, a great kasha. So Niknes is non-committal.
That's a half of me.
No, it's the maskana.
It's
maskana. He's saying, how could you say Yavama Niknes?
I thought that it's one of them. That
the lashon of Yavama Niknes, does that allow, does it, what was the word we used yesterday? Does anyone remember?
Definitive.
Possibility? So is Yavama Niknes, is it a possibility that it works midaita? The possibility that it works Baal Karcha? It can go either way. So if that's the case, so when it says Aisha Niknes, can that go either way? Acharish could also be able to go either way.
Niknes is Mashma more.
So how do we say that Niknes is Dafka Midaita? Maybe it's also Baal Karcha.
As opposed to Ishmael being Dafka Baal
Karcha. As long as it's not a riot,
that you
can do it. It does. As long as it's not a riot, that you can do it Baal Karcha, there's no reason you could do it Baal Karcha.
Hold on a second.
The wrong direction, Ishmael is Dafka Baal Karcha, not that that could be Baal Karcha.
Let's say it would say just Ha'isha Niknes. Does that tell me for sure that it's Midaita?
No.
No? Doesn't tell me? Okay, no? No? Okay, good. No? No? Everyone's saying no? Okay, now I come to the next mission that says Ha'ish Mikadesh. What does that say?
Swings towards Baal
Karcha. That should swing towards Baal Karcha. Does that mean Baal Karcha? Yes. So how do we do that? So you said, oh, because I already said Niknes. But if Niknes is non-committal and Mish Mikadesh is committal, you're in trouble. So what does it seem from the beginning of Toisvis? Says Toivi and who else? And Avigdor, that Niknes is committal. Niknes means exclusively Midaita. So how do the bottom of Toisvis say that Yavama Niknes is Bei Midaita, Bei Baal Karcha? It's a stimming idea in Toisvis.
It's only definitive. It's only like that.
Niknes is
definitive
by us.
The fact that we do Ishkoina.
Why should say Ishkoina?
No,
why is it better?
There's a lot of different here.
Yeah, but okay, good. I'm going to say that.
No,
it's that's what I'm trying to figure out. So Ishkoin is definitively Baal Karcha. Ishkoin is definitively. So Ish Mekadesh is definitively Baal Karcha.
No, we have to see that. Why does it say Ish Niknes? Because Ishkoin, which you can't say Ishkoin, I have to say Ish Niknes. That's why I'm not going to make any assumptions.
Ish Mekadesh.
I'm not going to say Ish Mekadesh, but now that it says Ish Niknes.
Why not?
Because I only know, I'm only going to say Ish Niknes.
No,
here was
the original question. Why
is this?
I don't see that. We're asking a question. It should say over here, it should say Ishkoina. It doesn't say Ishkoina. And it wants, because it doesn't want you to think that it's Baal Karcha. So how could it say in the next Mishnah? Oh, because once we establish, how do we establish? Niknes can mean either one.
But the fact that we
say but Niknes goes either way.
But now we say the thing that it's both ways.
But how do you know that? It goes either way. Niknes is Bei Midaita, Bei Baal Karcha.
Or you know already that it can go both ways.
What's
you know that Ishkoina means it can go both ways.
It could be either one. It could be Baal Karcha. By the case of Yavama Niknes, when it says Yavama Niknes, when it says Yavama Niknes, does it mean Midaita or Baal Karcha? No, it means Baal Karcha. It means Baal Karcha. It could have meant either one. But when it says Yavama Niknes, it's Baal Karcha. So when it says over here Ish Niknes, maybe it means Baal Karcha. And we see that from Ish Mekadesh.
Then what's the
difference?
That's not committal.
We just said there's no reason why we chose Nicholas to say Mary is not good enough to say why you should not date her. That's the reason why we go back to the original question. So the fact that the word Nick can't go both ways, but the reason why the fact that we put Nicholas in the Mars is to tell us not to our preference, not the discussion, and we tell us that our preference. And the word Nicholas can go both ways, the fact that we put here don't tell us
Mara. So you want to
hold
say,
on a second.
So we have
Why is that?
But what? Why is that stopping from coming at the same Bakar?
Because there must be a reason why I did that.
This is a cup.
What?
Maybe the
second guy.
When it says Nicholas, it means the Isha Nicholas. So, I'll tell you what I think the Teretz could be. What this is what Daniel's saying, and something similar over here, which is as follows. What is the appropriate thing to write in the Mishnah if you would just if you just had to choose one lashon talking about a isha being nikness? Would you write a ish koina or isha nikness? What's the right thing to write? Why is ish koina the right thing to write? Because okay, so the Tosfos of Rosh is because ki kachish. So when we write a isha nikness, are we writing something bizarre? We are. Seemingly bizarre. So why did we choose a language that allows midaita? Must be because we want to say midaita. So in this context, the words isha niknes are saying dafka midaita. But in the seifa, when it says yevama niknes, not necessarily is there anything bizarre about yevama niknes. So therefore, over there, it's saying bein midaita bein bal karcha. In the Reisha, where it would have been a better choice to have said ish kaina because of lashon ki kachish isha. Therefore, the choice of deviating from the norm is going to dictate that it's midaita. But in the seifa, it's just going to say be midaita be makorcha.
Is there no way to say that it's midaita definitive?
Apparently not.
Why in the seifa? Won't we just say the Lashon, which makes sense, that a Yavam is kind of, that's how it's working?
Because of we want it to be fluid with the Reisha. That's the only reason. The Reisha has to say Isha Niknes. When it says Isha Niknes in the Reisha, it's going to say Isha Miskadesh is in the Sefer. Yavama Niknes in the Sefer.
Even if it's a bad Lashon?
What?
Even if it's a bad Lashon?
The Lashon is not bad. It's not bad.
Right, but the second answer in Taisa, the second answer in the Gemara doesn't care about following through with the Reisha and Sefer. It's saying it doesn't care what the Sefer says.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure if that's the Ibaizim. Not sure. You assume that's the Ibaizim. It doesn't care. Or maybe it just allows for Machna and it wouldn't bother it or something like that. Or that would be enough. Ishkoina is a lashon of the pasuk and it's bal korcha mitzuyan mabaya. The answer is, because we don't want Bal Korcha. So when you say Isha Niknes, it's Ki'il, you're telling me, not Bal Korcha.
If Isha Niknes is fluid, what? Though, Yavam Kain is not out of
order. I'm not sure if this works according to Rashi. That's what I'm trying to bring out. I'm not sure if this works according to Rashi. We have to work that out. Okay, everybody, so we have to go further. We have a lot more to do. So it comes out the following, according to what we're saying. The Lashon Ish Kain is definitively Bal Korcha, or possibly Bal Korcha? The Lashon of Isha Niknes... Baby daita, baby bal korcha. Ish koina, definitively. Okay. Comes along the Rishon and I ask a question. What in the world is the Havamina that an Isha can be nicknes bal korcha? That's ridiculous. We have such a Havamina. Who asked this question? The Rashba. Hey, chia v'salka daitach, the nicknes bal korcha. V'heicha matzinu makne bal korcha. Where do we ever find such a thing? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, if I understand correctly, maybe it's not such a real hava mina. But if you say a lashon of ish koineh, what is that going to lead all of us very, you know, our tmimistika people, the people that don't know any better, it says ish koineh. What is ish koineh mashma? Baal karcha. That's it. So.
But we don't read the Gemara for those people, do we?
Maybe we do.
This is the first time we're learning the din.
Maybe we do. It's the first time we're learning the din. Maybe we do. What Moshe is saying is that if the lashon of koine, if the lashon of koine is definitively baal korcha, so you, the reason why you can't say koine is because it sounds like baal korcha. What am I supposed to do? So that's what it sounds like. What?
Huh?
Yeah. Then so maybe there's no real havamina.
Maybe why would it be asking here? We just came up with a pasuk that says ki yigach ish isha, right? When you take, taking is not something that necessarily sounds consensual, right? And then you want, and then you go, and the first thing that we talk about is you take something, every kinyan has to be consensual, but you're right. So the language, the pasuk says, so you're right, so then we go in and say ish kaina. So now between taking and an ish kaina, then you have this basis to say, where's consent there?
So you're right. If you're just dealing with the language, that's what it sounds like. So that's what I'm saying. What Moshe is saying. But the Rajva is saying it, but it doesn't make any sense. And that's what Torah is saying. But hold on a second. Sense. Let's think about it. Not look at the language. Ignore the language. Does this make sense to you that a person can make a can be Makash and Isha without Das? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe Moshe says, so maybe it doesn't make any sense, but that's what it says. What, that's why we can't write it.
So
maybe the language of the Gemara is bothering the Rashi more. It sounds like it's a real havamin in the Gemara. Itana koina havamino afilu midaita. It sounds like it's like a real havamina, not just that someone would have thought. They could have said yachol amiti. If we would say yachol amiti, that would be good. But the Gemara says havamina. Says the Rashi, havamina. What's for havamina? It's a yachol amiti. Someone would make a mistake. If people would make that. That would be okay. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Maybe that'll be the ham. Let's see. We'll see. So comes the Rashba and he says a moiridik pshat in the Gemara. The goyness of the Rashba says the Rashba, the Gemara doesn't mean just a man took a woman and beat her over the head and picked her into her house and said, "You're mine." That doesn't work for sure. That doesn't work. There's no havamina that works. What are we talking about? Says the Rashba. You're talking about a case of Tuliyah v'zavin zvina zvini Tuliyah v'kidesh kiddushah kiddushin, which means it's a Gemara Baba Basra on daf what? Memches Amid Beis. The Gemara speaks about that a man wants to buy something. Can you buy something against someone else's consent in just a regular way? No. Someone's got to sell it to you. So what do? You force him to sell it to you. Tluya v'zavim, which means you put him in a precarious situation, hang him on a tree, and tell him you're not letting him down until he sells it to you. Kacha. I'll wait. I got all the time in the world. So he says, you know what? Fine, I'll sell it to you. Leave me. I have to get out of here already. That's called tluya v'zavim. Alecha zvina zvini. It works. It works.
We have a havamina that works by kedushin.
Not only do we have a havamina that works by kedushin, there's actually a mandoma that holds it does work by kedushin. Gemara says, "Tuliyah v'kidesh kedusha kedushin." Now she doesn't want to get married. No, I don't want to marry you. No, she's hanging up there and she's like, she's just at wit's end. She says, "Fine, I'll marry you." Mekudeshes, says the Gemara in one mandoma. Who's that? Ameimar. She's married. She's not married. Says the Rashba, but that's what our Gemara is coming to address. And Enochanami Rav Ashi says she's not married. Rav Ashi says she's not married. And our Gemara is coming to say, don't think that we paskin like Amemar. We paskin like who? Rav Ashi. Let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. Third line in the Rashba, those of you that have it in front of you. Ishtamute tluyev ezavin zvina zvini. The tluyev ekidesh kedusha kedusha. The agav unseis de zuze gomer makna nafshe. That because of the unse de zuze, she's going to be makna herself. We could have meimah disle hachin meperek cheskas abatin. We have meimah taka holds that way. The hacha lav bal korcha ligamri ka'amar. This is not a real bal korcha. He's forcing the ring on her finger. It's not that he, and she's screaming the whole time, no, no, no. She, in the end, she says the words, okay. It's not bal korcha legarmi kamer. Elaki hai gavna. Azah sort bal korcha. Zoichet bal korcha azah. Was she happy about this? Did she want this?
No,
but this is about Korchaza.
For the Rashba to say that he put a ring on her finger and held her hand there, that's too crazy. But to hang her on a tree?
Yeah, I'll tell you, yeah. Because over there we say that she does have a certain degree of, we say that somehow, subconsciously, she consented.
She's making her a deal she can't refuse.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
My neighbor is fell on hard times. He had to sell his Jaguar. Does he want to sell his Jaguar? No. After he sells, well, hold on a second. After he sells his Jaguar, he's crying. I miss my Jaguar, right? But did he agree to sell the Jaguar?
Yes.
Why? Okay, so lady, you could stay up there as long as you want. I got no problem. You stay there. No problem.
Hashem held her seat over our heads.
Hold on a second. Answer my question. You can stay up there as long as you want. No problem. Under the circumstances, this is what you need to do, right? So do it. It's close, right?
It's close.
Getting you a little closer, right?
Okay, so we have to be closer, but I hear.
That's it. That's all you need. Okay, leave it for now. We'll leave it for now. We have to deal with the Gemara Bava Basra. When we learn Bava Basra, Beis Hashem is Yad Tishma. That's Mamish Bava Korcha.
Why? Same thing. Same concept. She wants it now.
No. By get, she doesn't have to want it.
But agree. Really.
Who said she wants it? Over here.
Listen, you're not giving her the get until she's
looking. No. Explain. By the Jaguar, no one can force me to sell my Jaguar. I have to come and say I'm selling it. By the get, you can give it to her. She's screaming no. If I'm screaming no about the Jaguar, is it sold? If I'm screaming no, is the Jaguar sold? No. If she says I'm not Mekudeshes, no, and she's hanging on the tree, no, is she Mekudeshes?
No.
It's only if she says, okay, under these circumstances, I'm going to do it. So we it's a little closer, we'll leave it, that's enough for now.
Why is it endangered? Okay. There's no
behavior. Yes, there is.
So why is
she in danger?
You're not killing her. She's not under duress.
He puts her in a clubhouse. He gives her food. You can stay up there. She has tea. She has a nice bed. And say, I'm not letting you out until you marry me. That works. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Rabbi Say, this is the Gemara. We have to just take it as it is. Dush state in the Gemara. Okay? We have to try to figure out how it works. Dush state in the Gemara. I brought you a step closer. The Gemara says it works according to one man d'amar. According to the other man d'amar, Rabashi says no.
According to Amemar, we're on Mafkiya the
Kedushin. The Kaima. What? No. Only Quran. Yeah. The Kaimalon Kirabashi. We paskin like Rashi. We're back in the Rajma, my friends. First one in line is Kirabashi. The Kaimalon Kirabashi. Damar Hassam. Be'isha Eino Mekudeshes. Dehu Asa Sheloi Kehoigin. The reason for Rabashi. Now get this. Rabashi says, you know why? Because what you did is underhanded. That was not appropriate. That was not a nice thing to do. So we're going to do something not nice to you. We're going to take your Kedushin away. Which means, Aaron, even Rav Ashi that says that you're not married, really, before the Chacham came along and manhandled the situation, what's the din? She should be married. A Kenyan works, Tuliya Vizavin works, Tuliya Vekidish works. But the Chacham said, not so fast. We have power to override. Afkinu Rabbanon, the Kedushin Mine. Afkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin Mine. Chacham can say, no. So really, everyone agrees it should work. Now, this doesn't work. Afkinu Rabbanon works even with Yoraisa, and it works even to stop that there was never a Kedushin. He doesn't need a get. They don't need a get. She can go marry a Kohen. They are not married at all. This is different than most Afkinus. Most Afkinus, they're married. Then afterwards, we take it away. This Afkinu, they were never married. Most Afkinus, the Brit has to say beforehand, Hariat Mekudeshes Libet Abazu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. You got to allow me to now do something, because you're married. I want to make a get to Rabban on this and that over here. We're not allowing this condition to get on the ground. We have power, override. Never married, not married. But in theory, Is there enough das here on her behalf to be married? According to who, Rabashi or Amemar? Both of them. But we pass it now. Okay.
Is there a difference with Rasan and Das?
We're going to get to that also. I hope. If we have time. Then our Gemara is not going like Rabashi. If our Gemara is saying that it's coming to say the Midaitin Bal Karcha Loi, so who is that going like? It's our Gemara is going to be passing like Rabashi. The Amemar is an Amoira. What does he do with the Mishnah? Mitaritz Lakitirutza Kama. Mishnah the Tana Sefer Bedida. He'll have to learn like the first Pshat in our Gemara, which is why does it say Isha Niknis? Because it says the Sefer, Koinis Atzma. Not because of Midaitin Bal Karcha, do the first Pshat. So the one's going to work out according to everyone. It says the Rashba, that's Pshat
and Agamah. According to Ravashi, now, was the Havmi.
That's what?
According to Ravashi, was the Havmi to say Balkar.
No, Adarabba. Adarabba, you tell me. It does work, really. Why does Ravashi say it doesn't work? Why doesn't it work according to Ravashi? Afkinu, so it's a great Havmi, no? It should work. I mean, okay, so the Rashi was saying a lot in our Gemara. This is like a very, very quiet Gemara. The Gemara just says, I might think Bal Karcha, if it's a Koine, then I would think Bal Karcha, Afil Bal Karcha, Tani Isha Niknas, Midaita In Bashlo Midaita Loi. According to the Rashba, what does Bal Karcha mean?
Hanging on a tree.
Hanging on a tree. And Kamash Blon, that it doesn't work. Why not? Afkinu. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of interpretation. There's a tremendous amount of color commentary that the Rashba put on our Gemara. True? I'm a little bit disturbed that Rashi says nothing. Nothing. Come on. Rashi's got to give you something. He's got to mention Amema or Ravashi. He's got to tell us that Havamino was only to leave a Zav, and tell us the Kamashman was only Asafkinu. Nothing in Rashi's silent. I have a hard time believing that Rashi learns like the Rashba. And it doesn't bother me that much because Baruch Hashem, I found the Tosfos HaRosh, the Siyata Dishmaya. Tosfos HaRosh, I saw someone bring it down. Tosfos HaRosh says, take a look, we give it out. Hav amino afilu bal karcha. Says Tosfos HaRosh, avagav de tnan, koine, shnei ilonis, ve koine ilon, lo dami de koine le ish koine. Okay. Ve oid, de hocha shayni, de lo ilesi le miti. People shouldn't make a mistake. I might have thought over here it's going to work Bal Karcha like Yavama. What type of Bal Karcha works by Yavama?
Real Bal Karcha.
Full blown, unadulterated Bal Karcha. So, what was the Havamina over here, Bal Karcha? According to the Tosfos HaRosh, Bal Karcha. Legit, Bal Karcha. Tosfos HaRosh isn't saying the Havamina is a Bal Karcha of Tluy of Zavin and this and that.
How would you compare it though?
Good question. Okay. That was the Havamina. Maybe the Havamina isn't so strong. How strong is the Havamina? Maybe it is. That could be all. That could be a lot of our discussion. What?
It says even our Mishnah.
It's both Ishus. It's another Kenyan Ishus. Is it a real Kenyan? Maybe it's not a real Kenyan. The Rashi's Mashma. It is a Kenyan. It's not kind of Kenyan. But we have over here a Machloikas Rishonim. Machloikas Rishonim is what's the Gemara's Havamina? When the Gemara said a Havamina that you can be kind of Bal Karcha, the Rashba says it's in a very special case of Tuliyav Zavin, Kamash Malan. No, and according to Tosfos HaRosh, Havamina is in a regular case of Bal Karcha. He's forcing her to be married. What's the Maskana, Kamash Malan? No, according to the Rashba, why not? Why can't you do a Bal Karcha? Afkinu Rabbanan. According to the other Rishonim, why not? Over here we have an interesting thing in Rashi. It appears to be a stira in Rashi. This stira is brought down in the Masoras HaShas. You have to know everyone calls this the Masoras HaShas stira. But the Achronim all tumble about this. Why can an Isha not be Niknes Bal Karcha? So there's two different Rashis. Rashi says two different things. The Haloi Dover Hu. One place, Rashi later on, Daf Mimdalit Amid Aleph, Rashi says, Be'inon Das Makneh. You need das makne. What does that mean? You need das makne. Anytime someone sells something, you need his consent. That's called das makne. Rashi makes it sound like this is just a regular din. Do you need das makne when you sell a house? Do you need das makne when you sell a car? When you sell a slave? When you mekadesh, do you need das makne? Yes. Rashi seems to say you need das makne. On the other hand, there's another Rashi in Yevamos. The Rashi in Yevamos pulls out, seems to be a Gzeres HaKosef. The Pasuk says, V'holcha v'hoysa le'ish acher. midaita mashma. She went to someone else. What does she went to someone else sound like? She went. Not that someone else like grabbed her. It doesn't sound about korcho midaita mashma, says Rashi. Therefore you need her consent. Sounds like from Rashi, is this talking about the regular, in Yiddish, the allgemeine din of das makne? No, it's a speziell chazach, a special thing when it comes to kedushin. It's a steer in Rashi. Why does Isha need to have das? Why can you mekadesh bal korcho? When Rashi says, because das makne, the Rashi says, from the pasuk of halcha v'haisa, midaita mashma. Steer.
Didn't we
want
to say that if you learn something from a pasuk, it's not like for sure you could
still use a
svara for it? What do you mean
by that? I think maybe
once quoted like a minister, I forgot the line, but it's like xerus hakasuv
is not a. It was the
other way around.
I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
But
it's Nishkepar Aduma.
Oh,
so Chesky is saying, very good Chesky. So I would say Chesky is saying the following. And Dach Sechmir, Ken Zayin Chesky's Mechavin to Rabosh Ariel, they could be. I'm not sure. I somehow have a licked in a couple of lines. Say the following. Listen. If you would just look at Kedushin by itself, can you have a Havamina that Kedushin works Baal Korcha? Anyone aside for Bensi Schaefer? Yes. Yes, you could have that Havamina. Maybe. Now the Pasuk tells you, oh, but no. Was licked in the Pasuk? Was steht in der Pasuk? Was sagt die Pasuk? In Pasuk steht that you need das Machne. I would think maybe not. By Yavama you don't need das Machne. So I would think maybe Kedushin also you don't need das Machne. Kumt the Pasuk and says you need das Machne. So really the two Rashis, one is complementing the other. One Pasuk says you need das Machne. Who said you need das makna by kedushin? Oh, the gzeres hakosef. It's the gzeres hakosef. It's not stam a pora aduma. Stam gzeres hakosef midaita. Nein, vos shteitin midaitas. You need das makna.
Why are we assuming that Yavama and kedushin are the same thing?
Because they're both ishus tick. They're both ishus. Yeah. It's just enough to make a havamina.
Kedushin is what starts the original.
Enochanami. You're right. Some of the rishonim to differentiate between the beginning and the ending. You're right. That maybe the beginning is more of a reason to think. But the Tzitzis Rashi is comfortable enough with that happening. That could be. It's also a little bit, it's a little bit, a teeny bit cryptic. It's good. I think it might be Rabbi Shaili. I don't remember. And then really, it's all Rashi seems to be just straight that way. Over the Achroinim, say differently. The Chassam Sofer, Shari Chaim, is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. They say, Alam Deshazach. They say, really, Beider Zenin Emes. Beider Zenin Gerecht. Both are true. What do you mean? Is it from Das Machna or is it from the Pasuk? Zwei Dinim. Yeshivish. Lomdish. Brisk. Zwei Dinim, Rabbi Yisai. There's two reasons why an Isha can't be Miskadeshes Shiloh Midaito. One reason is the Algemeine Din, the regular Din of Das Machna. She is just like anyone else. And she needs Das in order to be Machna. So the Nochadim. The other din is that there's a din of a hocha v'oisa gzeres hakosav in ishus. It needs to be midaita. That's the second din. So what is it? Is it? It's the same thing just twice? No. Kedushin is made up of a maisa and a chalois. What's a maisa kedushin? It's an example of a maisa kedushin. Kesef. Shtar and Bia. What's a chalois? Ishus. Das Makne. Is it din in the Meiser or din in the chalois? Das Makne. Is it din in the chalois? The Makne has to want to give it. I have to want to sell it to you. Who's doing the Meiser? Let's say I want to buy your car. Your bicycle. I'm going to buy it with Hagabah, Meshicha, whatever I'm going to buy it with. You just have to want what?
Money.
To sell it. I am going to do the one who's going to do the Maisa. I'll do the Maisa whenever I decide to do the Maisa. You have to have Das for the Chalois. That's Das Makne. Das Makne is Din L'Chalois. V'holcha v'hoisa li'ish acher zok d'achroinim is a din that the Maisa Kedushin has to be done. Midaita. Tzvei dinim. Ain is a din in the maisa, and the other is a din in the chalos. I even think
has the maisa that she has to have the maisa b'daita, and then why would you need the other one?
Oh, we're gonna get to that. That's another question. That's the question. Hold on a second. Shnei dinim and echmein is ken zain, ken gor zain. It's meduik in Rambam. Why? Because I was bothered by this lashon of Rambam. So you can find the Rambam. Remember where the Rambam is? Rambam. See if you can find it. Oh, here, I know where it is. Here, hold on a second. The Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Dalid in Hilchas Ishus. Says the Rambam, I'll read you the Lashon. Eina Isha miskadeshes ela lirtsoina. Vahamekadesh Isha bal korcha eina mekudeshes. I'm going to read that to you again. Eina Isha miskadeshes ela lirtsoina. Vahamekadesh Isha bal korcha eina mekudeshes. No duh. You just said that. Why does it have to say it twice? The Teretz is Tvei Dinim. Zgishmak. Eina Isha Miskadeshes El Ritzoyna. One thing. Vemakadesh Baal Isha Baal Korcha Eina Mekudeshes. Oh, they're not. One's Dinim, one's Chos. So what's the difference? We'll have to see what the difference is. The Azoy Frekta Reb Kalevsky. Kalevsky Frekta Kasha. Very nice. Chassam Sofer. Beautiful Pshat. Fest. Lomdis. Gishmak. But still, take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Chidush Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shirk. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky was Rosh Yiva Bnei Yisrael, and we gave it out. Simon David. Ella, the Yesh Lahayir Al Tiutza. See where we are. The last paragraph. Tavi, you with me?
Yeah.
See it? Ella, the Yesh Lahayir Al Tiutza. Dehain MS. I have to go back. There's more brilliance in the Chassam Sofer. It's not that simple. Chassam Sofer is going to explain to us why each sugya talks about each one in particular. Why one is talking about the Gzeres HaKasid, the other one is talking about Das Makna. He says the following thing. He says that you look in the sugya, the Gemara, later on, of Naira. What's the sugya talking about? Naira sheniskadcha meiritzoina sheloi midas avia. Which means that her father owns her. She wants to marry someone and her father doesn't. Doesn't work, because he owns her. Now, is she consenting to this marriage? She herself, the woman. She consenting? Yes. But she's not the makne, says the Chassam Sofer. On the Gemara later on, what does Rashi have to bring to tell me why it doesn't work? Das makne. Beautiful. The other Rashi is in the Gemara in Yevamos. There it's talking about something called Kedushe Mimer. Mion? Mimer. What is Kedushe Mimer? Kedushe Mimer is Kedushin on a Yevama. We saw it in Rashi. Kedushin on a Yevama. Now, Yevama is Niknis Baal Korcha. But Mimer maybe doesn't work Baal Korcha because you're doing Kesef and Shtar, and Kesef and Shtar is like, it's learned from Kedushin. It's Kedushin type of thing. What? And Echonami, but Midrabanan won't work Baal Korcha. Only Midrabanan, you're right. Only Midrabanan. Right?
We said that works like regular
Kedushin. So that might depend on what we're saying over here. But says the Chassam Sofer, being that the Chalois Yibam works Baal Korcha, so he says that we can't say over there there's a problem of Das Makne. Because in Yibum you don't need Das Makne. But being that this is a Maisa Kedushin, not a Maisa Yibum, it's a Maisa Kedushin, Maimar, it's going to need Das of the Maisa Kedushin. Psh, beautiful. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Chassam Sofer. Chaim Shmuel says the same thing. Comes up Kolevsky and says, but hold on a second. Maimer is only Derabanan. It's only Derabanan. So you can't tell me you need the Pasuk for a Derabanan. So what do we need the Pasuk for? Every time you're going to be lacking in Midyoy Raisa, lacking in your Das of your Makne, you're not going to be Koine. So when are you ever going to have a situation where you're going to have Das for the Maisa, not Das for the Cholos? When do you ever have that? That you need Exeris HaKos to tell me no, it doesn't work. You the kasha?
What? Well, we just brought the cases.
But that's a Dirabana. Maimer is a Dirabana. Our case was Maimer. When do we need this Gzeres HaKos for Maimer? Maimer is only Dirabana. So what did the Torah have to write it for? If it's a Diraisa, so what? It has to be for a Diraisa case. Yeah. What?
Isn't that the case of the Nara?
No, Naira, we said there's that's Das Machne. Without that, that's Mitzvah Das Machne doesn't work.
I was like, that's the thing where you have intention for the Maisa, but the Chalais isn't there.
And Achlan, what do you have the other way around? What do you have the other way around?
That you have intention for the Chalais, but not the Maisa?
Yeah. So I was thinking perhaps the case would be as follows. Ani HaKatan, the case is as follows. I don't know. If their Hagdor is right, there's a difference between Das for the Maisa, Das for the Chalais. What happens if an Isha wants to get married? She says, I'd like to marry you. Yes, I'd like to marry you. And she thinks they're getting married with Kedusha Kesef, and he marries her with Kedusha Bia. Or he thinks they're getting married with Kedusha Shtar. That's a very classic case, which is the case we've spoken. Where did we speak about this? I don't remember.
The Shtar is worth
the Shaputa. He thinks that she thinks they're getting married with the Shtar. But the Shtar, for some reason, it doesn't work. The Edom are no good. But the piece of paper is worth Shava Kesef. Are they married? If you need Das for the Chalois, does she have Das for the Chalois?
Yes.
Yes. If you need Das for the Maisa, does she have Das for the Maisa? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. That might be a case.
In the cases you gave, you could split the Das Machne and Das Maisa, but right. Over here, no, it's the same thing.
What do you mean?
Over there, either it was the father and her, by the case of the Nagar,
right.
And over here, you don't need their Das
Machne. Right.
Over here, there's no difference.
Oh, so the Shah is that going to be considered, Das for the Chalois is considered to be Das for the Maisa. That's what ladies are trying to say. She cares. You know, Kesef Shtar, it doesn't make a difference. Oh, so the question is, what is Das? Do we need Das or do you need Rotzen? That's what Victor was talking about. When says, does it need to be that she's consenting or that she's aware? You need awareness or consent? So this might come, says the Achronim, says maybe the case is as follows. What about the case of Tluya V'Zavin? What about that? What about Tluya V'Zavin? Is that going to work? D'oraisa?
If you just need
Das.
That's Das, not Ratzin.
If you need Ratzin, then it shouldn't work.
If you need Das Machne, you got it. How do you know you have it? Because it works by
sale.
It's going to work over here also. If you need Das Machne, it's going to work. But if you need Ratzin, maybe we say, she doesn't have Ratzin over here.
Well, Maisa Kluya Amma agrees that it works for us.
What?
We all agree it works.
Oh, the Shaz of the Gemara. So Rav Gusman brings other Girsas in the Gemara over there. Yaakov is right. The Shaz, what's with the Gemara? The Gemara sounds like this. Everyone agrees it works. So we're coming and saying, no, it doesn't work. Maybe it's about our Gemara and that Gemara. He brings a different Girsas in the Gemara over there. Believe it or not, he wipes out the Gemara. Pile play. What? No, he brings other Girsas. He doesn't do it himself. He brings other Girsas. Other Girsas in the Gemara over there. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have to get moving. We must finish this today. There's a penalty on Childings. I think we're gonna end up going a few minutes over time. We don't usually do that. The Rajba continues and says, you know, this whole discussion is all about forcing the woman. What about forcing the husband? What about if she puts him on a tree? He deserves it, by the way. If he's going to allow a girl to put him on, what?
Yeah,
that's a get. Yeah, there they get. Right, similar. What about putting him on a tree?
Saying what? Be mekadesh me.
Yeah, be mekadesh me.
Well, then there's no das in the maisa. I mean,
do you need das in the maisa?
We know there's power in the word.
From him?
Yeah.
He's got Das in the Maisa. He's doing the
Maisa. No, is there special... Oh, okay, good. But hold on, Bob. Good. Hold on. Good. This is a Machlokes. Yeah, good, Avigdor. Hold off. The Rajma says it's a Machlokes for Shoinim. Let's see, Rabbi Sai.
Once there's an Amar Hu, it clearly has the Das.
I don't know. Let's see. Rabbi Sai. The Rajma says Machlokes for Shoinim. Says the Rajba. We're back in the Rajba. Five lines from the bottom. Va'ish sha'antzuhu lekadesh. A man that they forced him to be mekadesh. Kasev Arambam, kiddush of kiddushin. It works. V'bala iter, kasev she'en kiddush of kiddushin. The tluyev is zavin amru, tluyev akani lo amru. As no, only tluyev is zavin, not tluyev akani. V'nirin divrei harambam. The Rashi says, I side with the Rambam. The e agav unso gomar v'zavin kol shchein de gomar v'kani, and the Rajba agrees with the Rambam. So let me show you what's strange over here. Okay. According to the Bala Iter, the only thing we say is tluya v'zavin. We don't say tluya v'kani. So which one is easier, which one is more understandable to us? Tuli v'zavin or tuli v'kani? According to the Rashba. Tuli v'zavin amru, tuli v'kani lo amru. Comes along the, that's the Baal Iter. Comes along the Rashba. It's like with the Rambam. Di tuli v'zavin, kol shein tuli v'kani. What does kol shein mean? According to the Rashba, which one is easier to understand? Tuli v'kani. What's going on? Afuchi puchi. These are opposites. So they're not just arguing, I say yes, you say no. I say this one's more, and the other one says that one's more. Mm-hmm. What a strange machlokes. It's machlokes mikotze la kotze. They're going two opposite extremes. He's saying, I understand tuli v'zavin. Tuli v'kani, nah. I understand tuli v'kani. Tuli v'zavin, not as likely. What's going on? So I think the pshat is as follows. Is a klod, this is a problem? Something weird here, right? I think the pshat is as follows. Let me ask you a question. Are you interested in parting with your watch that you've had for the past 10 years, collector's item that you've bonded with? Okay, he's willing to pay full price. He's willing to pay full price. You're gonna part with it? You're not interested. Full price. You said no. He says, okay, too bad. I'm going to hang you on the tree until you're ready to sell it to me. Does he want to sell this? No. Why not? Because he doesn't want to give up his watch. And when he gets the money, he doesn't have his watch. He lost his watch. Now, are you interested in buying someone's collector's items watch? No, I'm not interested in buying it. I don't need a watch. Do I lose anything from buying it?
Money.
I'll just sell it. I'm not paying more than the price. I'll sell it. I'm not interested in buying it. I'm not in the market. I was one time walking on the street and someone said, you want to buy a coat? I said, no. He said, why not? Why? I have to answer you why I don't want to buy your coat? I don't want to buy a coat. He's like, why not? I don't want to buy a coat. I'm not interested in a coat. Do I lose anything from buying it? No. I'm the same net worth I was before I was afterwards.
Why the opposite not?
Because I lost my watch. This is my watch. I'm not getting it back. I can't buy it now. Yeah, but I lost something. What did I lose? I'm sentimental to my money?
You didn't lose value.
No. So if a person... And a Hanami. But you lost something that you want. You lost something that you want.
I'd rather money than a watch because I'm at no place that I'm
not talking about that.
True. That's true. But the fact is, can you not sell the watch to get money?
Maybe.
Yeah, but they're not paying more than the price. I cannot get back my watch. So which one would you say, if you're looking at that, why would he agree? Which one is he more likely to acquiesce to? Which one would you say is more likely to say, you know what, I'm not interested. Fine. What? The buying. Fine. So if I'm willing to sell, kol shchein I'm willing to buy, says the Rashba. Kol shchein I'm willing to buy. Because buying, I don't lose it. So now I have a watch. Shine. I'll sell the watch. I'll whatever. But I'm willing to sell. Coach is willing to buy. So if you look at his acceptance now.
Not a Kenyan.
However, what's the Baal Iter say? What does the Baal Iter say? What? That's the Kol Shchein. That's the Kol Shchein. Oh, okay. Marriage is an interesting thing. Leave it off for a second. Good. Leave it all for a second. Good. Now, it's good. We have to hold that. Don't hold it. Like this. Who is more of a active in a kinyan? The koine or the makne? Who's more active?
The koine.
No, the makne.
Who's more active in the kinyan?
Why is the
makne? The koine. Why is the koine does the meshicha? Koina does the Akbar. The Koina is doing the Kenyan. It's his Kenyan. The Makna is just
thinking about it.
Allowing it to happen.
The Makna just thinks about it.
Okay. So who is doing more? The Koina is doing more. Says the Baal Iter, maybe this Das, it's not a great Das, let's be serious, right? I'm saying, fine, I'm acquiescing. Maybe the acquiescence is only good for what? To be a makneh, but to be a koineh, I'm doing a kinyan. I don't have das to do a kinyan. I have no das here. Therefore, it's not going to work. So this machlokes mikotze lekotze is if you look at different chalokim, different components of what's going on. If you look at which one is his das stronger on, for sure to be koine, your das is stronger than to be machne, because why not? But if you look at which one needs more das, so to be koine needs more das than to be machne.
More das or more work?
More whatever you want to call it. More work. And that's why each one has an element of kol shchein to it. What's the yisoid hamachlokes between the Bala Itter and the Rambam? Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, we didn't photocopy, but I'll tell it to you quickly. He says, diskufa. When a person says, fine, I'll do it. Is that called adequate das? Is that called quasi das? Or is that just, that's das, that's all you need, that's it, you hit it, you got the das. Which one is it? If you hit the das, so then does it make a difference, machne, koine, nothing, it's das, you got das. I don't care if you need das, machne, you need das, koine, it's all, this is das. But if it's just like a quasi das, maybe that's enough for me to have das, machne, but not enough to have das, koine. Because it's not real das. After all, if you ask him, do you really want this? No, I don't really want it, but I'm just saying I got it, I got no choice. Is that called das or not? That'll be the machlekes. But the Granat asks a fabulous question on the Bala Itter. And he asks, Bala Itter, you're telling me that you can't be koina. So how does a man makadish an isha bal korcha? To leave a kiddush, how does that work? With kesef. How does it work with? How does that work with kesef? You're giving her money, she has to be koina the money. Does she have das to be koina the money? With hagbah, meshicha, whatever it is. Does she have das to be koina? According to the Bala Itter, Bal Itter says we don't have enough das for kinyan, so no das. What?
So you like lent her money, and now you're saying keep the money by Ariyama
Pesach's thing. No, but she has to have das for kinyan now.
She already has money. It's a loan.
No, you still have to have das for kinyan. We have to work out, see how a loan works and all that. Somehow, assumably, you need to have das for kinyan. If he's being Mekadosh with Bia, I understand. Since she's not really doing anything other than agreeing. But in Kesef, she's being coined to the Kesef.
In the standard case of Kenyan, the way we were explaining it before, that the Makna is more passive.
I'll tell you why. In the standard case of Kenyan, the Kesef doesn't activate the Kenyan. Hagbah activates the Kenyan. Meshicha activates the Kenyan. Could be there's no Kenyan. I'm holding him up in the air and I'm saying, I want to buy it from you for $10,000. I'm not saying that I'm giving you the $10,000 here and here's the Kenyan. I'm saying I'm going to do Meshicha, I'll give you the money later, or whatever it is. The Kenyan is being chal with Hagbah, Meshicha, and all those things. Over here, what's activating the Kenyan? What does Kesef mean? Okay, so
here I think the Machna is doing more than a standard case, because the Machna has to be some kind of Messina of the Kesef, no?
Right, correct.
So all you have to do is just open your hand and put it in. Same.
No, I have to be kind of the Kesef. I have to be kind of the Kesef.
Yeah.
What's so hard? You give him a present. You give her a present.
If you
present.
Put the money in her hand, she's not just kind of automatically?
Not if she doesn't want to. That's a Kenyan. That's a Kenyan Yad. That's a.
The Machina, in this case, the Machina is giving it to her as opposed to the Machina is being passive.
That's the same. It's also a Kenyan Yad. It's a Kenyan. She's doing a Kenyan. Lechoyra. Lechoyra is doing a Kenyan. Says the Granat, a massive Chiddush. Weiss the Chois Kesef doesn't need Kenyan. Not true. Not true. Kesef does not need Kenyan. Kedushe Kesef does not need Kenyan.
What's the first page?
Ah, good. Gevaldik. The Olam is so on. It's amazing. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. It says Granat doesn't need Kenyan. No Kenyan. Kesef is not Kenyan. I mean, Kesef, when it comes to a field, is Kenyan. That's how you're coining a field. Be kind of the Kesef. Comes to Kedushin, all he has to do is put the Kesef in her hand, and they're Mekudeshes. She's koine, she's not koine, irrelevant. Irrelevant. I'm going to speed this up, says the Granat. I have a right from Tosis, not like that. Tosis seems to say that there is Kenyan. Okay. But I'll tell you what I think of Shad is. Cheski effect, a great question. What do you think? One Omav says Kenyan. So if you learn, like Toysus and Omid Aleph, that what does the Gemara Aleph say? Kesef Ikri Kinyan. So then you're right. Kesef Ikri Kinyan versus Kesef Kinyan. But you learn like Rashi, what is the Gemara saying? Kicha, what's the Kicha Zikri Kinyan? We're talking about the Ichos is Kinyan. How does Ichos do Kinyan? Through Bia. Is Bia Maisa Kinyan? No, are you kind of the Bia? No. So are you kind of the Kesef? No. Mechatesi. It's a different thing. But according to Tosfos, we're saying the Kesef is Ikri Kinyan. Kihechi, that the Kesef of Soda is Ikri Kinyan, the Kesef of Isha is Ikri Kinyan. This is Kesef Kinyan. It's half of a fella, Tosfos, you can say. It's Tosfos l'shitas. Rashi maybe holds, no. Kesev of Kedushin is not Kinyan. To be continued, my friends.
Oh, this one I've heard of.